Every day is filled with opportunities to express yourself. And with an everyday piece from Blue Nile, you can do it without saying a word. Blue Nile's collection of diamond jewelry is the ultimate statement, with sparkle that elevates any outfit. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, their diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello again to all of you beloved socios. Whether you're in the part of the world where you've just gone through summer, or whether you're in a part of the world where it's winter, I hope you've had a good few weeks since we last chatted. But as usual, I'm perpetually enthusiastic and optimistic and full of energy for the new season, which is about to begin. I'm going to read my column on Ousmane Dembele. And prior to writing this, then reading it for you, I went back and read what I was writing in early 2018, just after Dembele had joined Football Club Barcelona. And I noticed that some themes are constant across those early days when he was a youngster, about 21, just turning 21, when he looked raw but full of promise. The themes are an acknowledgement that this guy has very special talents, an acknowledgement back then that he was flawed and raw and prone to taking bad decisions with the ball, but often startling. Cutting forward to now, the words I use about him might seem harsh, and what they're aimed to do, I think, is to cut through a lot of the debate about whether he is going, isn't going, the money involved, and look really firmly, I hope, with honest, accurate, clear eyes at the footballer that Ousmane Dembele is today. You can listen, have your own view, by all means send feedback, but this is what I think.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
If, by some miracle, your first ever sight of Ousmane Dembele was his utterly spectacular, technically sublime goal against Madrid in the recent Dallas Clásico, then you're going to snort with derision when I assure you that it's a blessing for Barcelona that the Frenchman is determined to leave for Paris Saint-Germain. His goal, to put the Spanish champions 1-0 ahead, was the epitome of technique, judgment, concentration, pace and power. No question about that. It was also the epitome of what Dembélé has relentlessly been incapable of producing since forcing his move from Borussia Dortmund to Barcelona 6 years ago. Xavi, his coach, keeps telling him that he can be the best in the world. Ex-Camp Nou president Josep Maria Bartomeu claimed Dembélé was a much better player than Neymar. And still more incredibly, current Barcelona big boss, Joan Laporta, made the case that I still think he's better than Kylian Mbappe. They, and it would appear Luis Enrique Martinez at Paris Saint-Germain, have all fallen under Dembélé's magical spell. But sadly, it is an illusion. And not an uncommon one. It's a bit like the perpetually erratic golfer who, every so often, hits one out of the screws, and that's the shot which keeps him coming back. Or like the fisherman, who's as addicted to talking about the size and the power of the one that got away. The roulette player, who only thinks of the 35-1 payout for a single number when the odds are actually 36-1. Far more than Dembélé has ever harnessed his athletic pace, explosive sprinting, ambidextrous dribbling, or that ferocious shot he possesses, Dembélé has harnessed the massive power of what might happen. The dream of unleashing greatness, majesty, victory, even though the odds tell you to get real. The golfer still thinks he'll begin to hit that thundering drive 8 or 9 times around, instead of once every 8 or 9 months. The angler kids himself that a huge, wily, record-breaking salmon is going to be the next catch and forgets that the fact that the one that got away is an eternal fisherman's lament is for a very good reason. That click of the little white ball, the clack as it spins round the pockets of the wheel, and the croupier saying, "No more bets, no more now," tells some that their number is just about to come up and pay at roulette. But facing facts, not all of this is either Dembélé's fault or indeed his problem. It remains true that there are only 3 or 4 players anywhere in the world who can match some of the talents which keep football coaches drooling over what they think they could turn this 26-year-old into. His 0-60 Maserati explosiveness isn't wholly unique, but to then be able to erupt into complex dribbling actions at that speed, to maintain the velocity over 50 or 60 metres, and to have absolutely identical power of control with your left and right foot, probably only Vinicius, Neymar and Mbappe are truly in that bracket. There are times, too, when Dembélé strikes the ball with such clean, technically exquisite power that it looks like his net-bound shot is rocket-launched. These are the bewitching abilities, rare across planet football, brilliant to watch for spectators and sponsors, and which, if packed together in one player who knows what he or she is doing, whose brain, temperament and ambition all ruthlessly match the technical armoury, then these are the bewitching abilities which make someone a Ballon d'Or winner, a true great. The trouble with the hero or anti-hero of this column is that he's not even close to harnessing all his abilities, not even close to understanding how much more work he's got to put into harnessing them, how much more ruthless he needs to be. Ever since he arrived at FC Barcelona, bought too late by a football department asleep at the wheel, bought for far, far too high a price, there has been a goldfish element about this potentially brilliant winger. The myth is that goldfish swim happily round and around a bowl, looking out in wonderment at the same old vista, which looks new to them each time, because they've forgotten what they saw 3 seconds previously. Dembélé, from his very first matches in Blaugrana back in 2017, right up to the end of last season, will make a bad decision, misplace an easy pass, fluff a clear shot on goal, choose one dribble too many, and look at the resulting failure with an expression of, "Well, how did that happen?" He'll look at his boots as if they might be on squint. He'll shake his head as if this is just some rum deal that fate has in store for him this particular night, and looked puzzled, as if to say, "Hey ho, no biggie, I'll be back in 10 minutes, and then for sure things will fall into place for me." Over and over again. Neither in his choices, his consistency, his facial or body language, is there any indication that he realises he's done this 100 times before, nor is there any real upswing in his regular efficacy. Still, let's make something absolutely clear here. This is 100% not a hit piece on good old Usman. He's flawed, aren't we all? He's outrageously gifted and, when it clicks, devastatingly hard to defend against. He has learned a lot, particularly under Xavi, about when to track back and how hard to work defensively. He's well liked by his teammates now that maturity has begun to seep in. Dembélé is now properly advised by the same comms company which looks after some of Leo Messi's public work. And so he's begun to demonstrate that he's fought off his fear of speaking in public, and also that he's able to help his employers by talking to the media. But this, his having a good command of Spanish, and his understanding that he's required to sleep well, eat well, and to add personal physical preparation to what he undertakes professionally at the club, all of these realisations, all of them, developed at a glacier pace. Yet, develop, they have, finally. Just to dip into the old saying, which is often attributed to Mark Twain, about there being three kinds of lies, damned lies, and statistics, Dembélé's stats at Barcelona can tell two very different stories. Since that 140 million transfer in 2017, this elusive talent has won 7 club trophies, including 3 La Liga medals. He's played 11 matches across each of the last 2 World Cups, winning one and ending as a beaten finalist in the other. Viewed on their own, that's enough to make some judges ooh and ah and come over all dizzy with excitement. The other way of looking at his stats is that since Dembélé signed for them, Barcelona have played 332 competitive matches. The Frenchman has started 119 of them and played for 90 minutes in a scant percentage of those 119 starts. That, on its own, is an atrocious record. Then, think of the myriad times when either some Dembélé magic or a sublime move happening around him has ended with this unreliable big kid unable to do the simple ritualistic part which creates a goal, scores one, seals defeat for a huge rival or wins a trophy. If he were a salesman, his bosses and colleagues would be screaming at him, veins bulging in their necks, jaws scrunching up and down on angry words, "Never mind the fancy talking, seal the deal, get the signature, close those negotiations." Now, his current coach, Xavi, has worked hard on the psyche of this young man. At a time when, admittedly, Dembélé was already getting married, becoming a dad, and signifying that maturity was gradually arriving, Barcelona's Catalan coach made the wild Mustang believe he might become a thoroughbred. Xavi spent time on personal coaching. He got to know Dembélé better than any coach has done since Thomas Tuchel at Dortmund, and he drummed some defensive responsibility into him. To little effect, I'd say. Dembélé started fewer than half of the La Liga matches last season, didn't tip the balance in any of Barcelona's disastrous matches against Bayern and Inter in the Champions League when they went out in the group stage, was injured for the Europa League defeat to Manchester United, and continued his miserable record of never having scored a competitive goal against Real Madrid. As you listen to this, Dembélé's agent, Barcelona, are still frantically trying to work out a deal, and it's becoming increasingly attritional. I still think it's likely that they will succeed in making a deal, but in this market, who knows? If there is a deal, the price will bear little relation to Barcelona's overall outlay on purchase and wages. The money they draw in will do very little to help either their financial fair play relationship with La Liga or their transfer market muscle. And really, who'd be shocked if somewhere down the line The Champions League draw pairs a Luis Enrique-coached Paris Saint-Germain starring a suddenly incisive Dembélé with Xavi's Barcelona. Not me. But here's the rub. This Bambi version of Barcelona, a squad which is cute and interesting, but continues to show rubber legs when they try to balance under the spotlight, no longer needs dreams of what he might do, or illusions of just imagine what he'll be like one day when it all clicks. Xavi's squad, whether anyone likes it or not, needs to deliver, and deliver, and deliver. If that becomes a habit forged by players who might not quite have Dembélé's divine talents, but who do possess grit and consistency and ruthless determination to win whatever the odds against them, then that, quite honestly, should make fans and executives of that club say to their French enigma, merci, mais au revoir, Ousmane. Thank you, but goodbye.